Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not watching this, I'm looking down the camera through a telescope. A little butt pirate telescope.
Welcome to the Cancel Me Now.
Cancel Me Now. We're going to make you walk the plank if you don't leave us a review. Claire got me that little telescope for Christmas.
That's adorable.
Hey, just before I lose this out of my head, you know who Adam22 is, right?
Yes, No Jumper podcast.
So he does a podcast with his wife?
Yes, Plug Talk.
Plug Talk. And from what I can tell, he interviews some dudes sometimes, like rappers and shit. But other times he'll interview a porn star, because he's a porn star, his wife's a porn star, and then they all fuck.
Yeah. So, No Jumper, they usually...
What a great idea for a podcast.
I was going to pitch for the Patreon exclusive.
Yes.
We're going to do Plug Talk with Isaac and Bluey.
So, we're going to put Gabe on the spit
yeah.
for the podcast.
We're going to fucking run the train on Gabe.
I'd hate to have to fuck Gabe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do it. What's happening, boys?
We're back.
We're back. It's like we didn't miss a beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 2023. Can you believe the year of the owl?
Is that what year it is?
I got no idea.
I think it was year of the rat last year. Year of the dog, possibly.
What year is it?
It's 2023.
2023.
It could be year of the owl.
The year of what animal? Year of the rabbit, ladies and gentlemen. Go the bunnies.
Up the bunnies.
Go the rabbit.
Meow, meow.
What's happening? How is everyone?
Mate, good. I had COVID.
Again?
Well, last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah, I had COVID.
I saw you last week.
Ooh, I'm like a ghost.
That's funny because I've been very sick this week too.
Yeah. No. I saw you on Friday. I had it. I wasn't contagious. Isn't that funny how people go, no, I'm not contagious anymore. What are you, fucking some sort of immunologist?
What do you know? You don't know your body that well.
I've just got a feeling I'm not contagious anymore. No, I had it. I got it on, I'm pretty sure I got it on Christmas, if not just before, from one of my infected filthy family members.
Dirty bastards.
Dixon got it. And she tested because one of her family members is quite crook and sort of one of an emu. She's a family member of an emu. immunocompromised family member. Sorry, I just had one of...
Are you having a fit right now?
I had a cancer in our fit. She has to be wary of passing on COVID to that particular person. And anyhow, she did a test and it came up very faint. And so I decided to self-isolate by only going to the gym and Woolworths once a day.
Just super spreader.
Fuck them.
Who
cares? I'm sick of it.
Well, I was just watching the cricket. I'm just watching the South Africa test at the moment. And they're like, yeah, you'll notice everyone was standing away from Matt Renshaw during the anthem. He's just tested positive for COVID. And he was still on the field during the anthem. And he's gone out. It's like,
that's massive.
It's over.
That's great.
Guys, it's been over for a long time. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah. And honestly, this is a message from me and Bluey to anyone who complains about long COVID. You weak cunt. You weak cunt. I don't care if you've got long COVID. Oh, your legs hurt and you're breathless. You're probably breathless before.
Do you know what? Long COVID was probably... You ever sit inside... You know when you're hungover, right? And you just stay in bed all day and you feel tired because you've sat around all day?
Yes.
I think long COVID... Again, scaffolder, not a fucking disease expert. Long COVID is just, you know, because you just had to isolate. You couldn't go anywhere. So if you were sat on the house watching Netflix for 12 hours a day.
No wonder you feel like shit.
You're going to feel foggy headed and tired because you've been inside for fucking days on end.
But they blame everything on
there's no long
because
COVID.
I'm just over it.
It's not real. None of it's
get
real.
Over it. Did you see the American footballer who went into cardiac arrest?
Yes, very
yesterday?
Scary.
That was real.
Long COVID, that was very real.
I don't know. There was a second shooter.
No, that was fucked up.
So
what's the latest on that?
So what happened? happened was old mate ran at him. So it was a game of American football, a bit of gridiron.
It was the Bills.
NFL? Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Bills.
The Bills and the Ducks, Year of the Rabbit. And so the Bills player, I've got no idea.
I'm going to get his name up right now because we should get his name up because that's important.
His name starts with a H, the last name with a H, Hamra or something. Anyway, so old mate ran at him and he went to tackle him and old mate leant into his chest with his helmet. So he went head first. Because this is
DeMar Hamlin.
That's the one. So the thing with NFL and American football is because they don't, they're not good at tackling. All right. They're not good at tackling and they're not good at protecting their head and neck. Because they've got all these pads and shit on, they don't have to worry about running in and copping a head or a knee or whatever. So they run in. He runs in helmet first into old mate's chest. And it's a cardiac...
It's a cardiac arrest, they said.
Yeah, but it's cardiac... another word to describe a big hit in sort of...
A contusion, maybe?
Or, yeah, it was something like that. It definitely wasn't contusion, but it was something like that. And basically, what it sends the person who is suffering it into cardiac arrest. Their heart stops. And what has to happen for that to occur is a big hit to the chest... And it also has to be at the right moment of the electrical signal traveling through the heart or through the body, and it has to be disrupted in the... So it's like all these things have to be extremely either unlucky, really, yeah. But perfect. And that's what happened to old mate. He stood up after old mate ran at him, hit him in the chest, stands up, then collapses, and heart stops on the field, and CPR is initiated, and he's in.
He said he was critical,
hospital,
yeah,
but apparently, well, he's alive.
They got his heart going again on the
that's
field.
That's very important.
9 minutes of CPR, very very scary.
9 minutes, yeah, of CPR.
That's wild. Yeah, it would have been fucking dark being there.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I don't know. That was the last. Anyway, he's all right. So on a lighter note, how was everyone's break? Mate, just not talking about heart attacks and COVID.
So other than that, no, not much has been happening.
Oh, mum's got cancer, by the way.
I did the lawn the other day. That was exciting.
How was your Chrissy?
Mate, beautiful. Ate so much ham. Did the biggest poo I've ever seen.
Nice. This is what I want to talk about.
Like, I nearly went upstairs and got Claire. Because it was... No, really. I said to her... And she goes, oh, you should have got me.
You should have got her. You should have been getting some photos at least.
It was ginormous.
Wow. Talk to me about what went into the body to produce this monster.
Okay, we're talking ham.
Yeah.
And ham.
Yeah.
Glazed ham.
Nice. Oh.
Cold ham. Oh. Warm ham.
Ham in the pan.
Hot ham.
Yeah.
Ham in the pan, ham out of the pan. Green eggs and ham.
Mm.
All kinds of ham. I gave birth out of my ass to a brown pig. That's what happened,
nice.
Right? A digested brown pig. It was like a big pork sausage.
Yeah.
It was floating. It was across. It was like a little bridge. I could have got a construction degree for the thing that I put in that porcelain.
Structurally sound.
It was, mate, you couldn't have... It took two flushes just to break through the fucking thing. It was like a tidal wave hitting the...
They got an engineer to come and sign off on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did, which was really great. It was one of those... it was like a state road being built. There was a sign up saying, oh, this is going to be built in 2023.
Cost the state government $48
million. $48 million to get it done. No, it was a good poo.
Poo was good. Christmas was nice.
Christmas was lovely, mate. I love Christmas.
What'd you do?
Stressful.
Yours was?
Oh.
It's not what you want.
So it's just... It's just because there's so... Because it's like a big build-up to the day.
Big family.
Big family. I got there and, you know, Mum and Auntie Robin and Grand and everyone, they're all in the kitchen.
Of course. Right? Of course all the women are in the kitchen, Isaac.
And that's the way I like it. No, but, you know, uncles and that...
Didn't hear any uncles in the kitchen, mate.
No, they were there. They were there.
You didn't
they weren't
say
doing anything. They were just standing around.
They were eating ham.
They were eating ham. We're all eating ham. But it was funny because it was, you know... There was probably about 12 or 15 people in the kitchen area. It's like a wide open plan living house that Mum and Dad live in. And sort of like my upstairs sort of thing.
Mm.
Anyway. And so they're all standing around and it's just so much noise. And there's so many different conversations. And I'm standing there going, I don't know if I can deal with this.
You should have had a tug on that fucking reefer I gave you for Christmas.
I needed it, man.
That's what it was for.
And so I started to think, maybe I'm losing it a bit. Maybe I'm not as, you know, cool as I once was. And then I thought, hang on, none of my brothers are around.
Yeah.
My dad's not here either. Where are they? So I go on the hunt.
Where were the boys?
I find Jonas up in his room on the bed. And I go, what are you doing? He goes, mate, I can't deal with that fucking noise downstairs.
Nice.
Dad's upstairs just sort of sitting around. I said, what are you doing? He goes, mate, not
too much.
Too much. Darcy's out the back. Finton's doing something else. All the boys in the Butterfield clan are just going, we know those people are crazy. We're just going to stand up here until everything's just smooth.
The Butterfield boys just need a bit of quiet time.
Oh, that we. But it's just, and it's sort of that loud noise where there's so many conversations going on at once and everyone's barking orders.
It's overwhelming.
Freaking out. It was overwhelming, and it's all about shit that doesn't matter.
It's garbage.
It took me 15 minutes to get the ham in the oven.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It can be like that. It's good that it's very funny that all you boys decided to sneak away.
Everyone snuck away. It was hilarious.
And you're like, where the fuck is everyone?
So, no, Christmas was good.
Christmas was good.
We went to Claire's mum and dad's with her brothers and their partners for breakfast in the morning. We had ham and croissants, which was fucking great. Then we travelled to Dudley to mum's and then back to their house for dinner.
But well, it got double up.
Yeah, double dangers.
Nice.
But it got around 9 o'clock and Dixon was like, fuck this, let's go to bed. And we ended up walking home. It's not too far a walk. And
nice.
It was a good little burn, walk the dogs home. And that was all she wrote. But we watched the Christmas movies in the lead up. We had the lights. Nice. We went up to the Hunter Valley.
You guys got festive in the lead up.
We got into it. And I think you really need to have the Christmas lights up on November 1st.
Yep.
And you got to pull them down New Year's Day.
I'd like to let the Christmas tree run till about April in our house.
You know why? Because Claire wants to put up the Easter decorations.
Of course.
I've said not yet.
Hold off.
You got to breathe, sister.
Hold off, darling.
So how was your Christmas period?
Sensational, mate. I've spent most of it on my back eating ham.
Nice.
I've had chocolate with just about every meal.
Oh, man, I ate so much chocolate one night, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's been insane. Like the, yeah, it's fucking crazy. I've definitely got type 2 diabetes by this
stage.
I put
on a kilo.
Yeah.
Just one. That was after the poo.
Fucking soft cock.
That was after the poo.
That was after the 3 kilo poo.
It was great.
It's been unreal. Just, yeah, a lot of relaxation time, bit of family time over Chrissy, down to Wollongong to visit some of Jesse's family. Mm-hmm. Then up here visiting mine, few big piss ups.
Yep. No.
What?
No, hang on.
You did what?
Hang on. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Cancer Now podcast. For those of you who just heard what Josh said, Gabe, I want you to bleep that out.
Yes. Bleep that out.
In the actual version, please. Oh, okay. Because and you would have seen that live if you're watching
on Patreon.
So join Patreon. It's only $1 a month.
We'll get to that.
I want you to really, so bleep that out. I want you to sow the seed of that story.
Okay? Should we get right into it?
You can't.
Can't just skim over that. All right.
Yeah.
So as you do during the festive season, there's some heavy drinking going on.
Yes.
And this was my first real big session of the festive break. This year's been pretty quiet. A lot of my mates, yourself included, are pregnant. A lot of my normal drinking buddies, you know, their partners are pregnant. Oh. They're pregnant as a couple. You're just fat. The boys are just getting fat.
What's kicking?
It's the ham.
And so a lot of my drinking partners have been sort of taken out of play by their pregnant girlfriends, selfish pregnant girlfriends. I know.
I hate women.
Fucking hell. So there hasn't been as much boozing as what I would have liked, but all the fellas got together. We got out together for a nice early drinking session.
As you should.
At the Adamstown Bowling Club.
Nice.
No, sorry, it was the Bennett Hotel.
Yep.
And the schooners were flying.
Beautiful.
And I'm going to preface it by saying what happened wasn't entirely my fault. I'm going to blame it on the alcohol that I was drinking.
I think that's a good move.
We'll come back to that. We'll circle back.
Okay.
So obviously the schooners are flying.
Oh, the alcohol wasn't black, was it?
No.
Oh.
I shouldn't name them because we might get sued. Nah, fuck it. It was fellas. You ever had those fellas? It's a seltzer?
No.
I was drinking schooners of seltzer. And we were throwing them back.
How many standard drinks are in a schooner of seltzer? Have you had that lemon drink, that 186?
Yes, that's outstanding.
That's fucking nice.
Solos.
It's like two standard drinks.
And it's too easy to drink.
They do a green apple one as well.
Oh, really?
Which I'm going to get some for the fridge.
Didn't they do it?
Grape
they do,
or apple?
They do a grape one.
They do a grape one. Oh, is it? They might do an apple one too.
Who was complaining to me that their grape one has green grapes on it?
I don't know.
Not me, but I do agree with that.
Why?
I just feel like a grape flavored drink
should be purple, right?
Yeah. Purple. But
grapes. How many purple grapes do you get?
There's red grapes.
There are definitely red grapes, but usually they're green.
When it's grape flavored, you see purple.
You
for
definitely
sure.
see. Anyway, well, you should get some of those for the fridge because they're delicious.
They're
actually really low calorie and low carb.
The pod would be a lot more
strong.
I know.
Might get them to sponsor the podcast.
We do have a sponsor of today's podcast, but we'll get to that in a second.
We'll get to that halfway through.
It's in the fridge.
So the schooners were flying. The boys were having a good time. I left.
Mm-hmm.
I was full, but I've definitely been drunker, but I was fucking pretty drunk.
That's interesting.
This is interesting.
Because I know where that story's going, but you have been drunker.
So I left, went to another venue, was home in bed. Don't remember the cab ride home. This is where things start to get interesting.
Yes.
So got the cab home, don't remember that. Woke up to my partner, Jesse, standing over me going, You're fucking disgusting. Yeah. You're a piece of shit.
So it's a regular night.
And I, so it's like, point. I'm like, at this stage, it could be any day. This is nothing special. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, just fucking figuring out where I am. And she goes, you've shit the bed.
Oh.
And I was like,
properly shit the
bed. And I was
bed.
Like, no, it's probably spewed. And she's like, no, you've shit the bed. Oh, and I turn over and there's shit stains on the bed.
So has this all been bleeped?
No. Just bleep the first bit where I ruined the surprise.
Don't interrupt.
Just the first bit where I said I shit the bed. I didn't want to ruin that big surprise for everyone.
So you've gone out. Number one, you've gone out with your mates without your beautiful partner.
That's what the boys do. You need a bit of boy time.
You've left her to her own devices.
Yeah.
And she's so happy to have you home. She welcomes you back. Stinking of alcohol.
I was fucked up, apparently.
And you repay her by dropping feces in her beautiful cotton sheets.
Which are now incinerated.
What did you do with them? Did you put them in the bin or call the council to pick them up?
Folded that dead possum up in them. Tossed them out the front. No, straight in the bin. So shit the bed.
How big of a nut? Was it a nug? Was it a spray?
It was a spray. It was a squirt. And
she's a squirter.
She's a squirter. We got a squirter. And so Jesse was like, apparently came home, like couldn't walk. I was like, fuck. And then I was spewing. She reckons I was spewing in a bucket. So I was sitting on the bed spewing into a bucket. And I was tense. I was spewing so hard. You know when you start to spew, there's nothing left. And you're spewing
bile.
You're going like, and you're tensing so hard. And she reckons I was tensing so hard that I've gone.
Ah, she saw the shit.
Well, she didn't see it, but she was like,
definitely.
She smelled. She's like, she went and slept in the spare room, and came down and just fucking.
So she left you to lay in your own filth as the night went on.
She was looking after me until that stage, which is
that's the final straw.
She's like, you're on your own here, buddy.
Like, I don't care if you've aspirate, you fucking pig.
Pretty much. She's like, he can die for all I care. So that was my big thing. I shit the bed. And I've been in some states before, never in my life, and hopefully never again, knock on wood. Will I shit the bed? You blokes ever shit the bed?
I've pissed the bed.
Pissed in the bed?
You have shit the bed.
Yeah.
On the piss?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah.
You're fucking disgusting.
Why? How?
Gabe, that's fucked up.
Oh, I just woke up and there's a little, I'm not going to get into it.
Don't backpedal now, mate.
Yeah, you don't want to get into it because what? We're going to judge you?
Some of the listeners might.
I'll rip in. Going out for a night out with the mates. Turning up on the piss, blah, blah, blah. This is before I was with my girlfriend. And
the cool Gabe.
Yeah.
That's why he's fucking backtracked, because he knows his missus might hear this.
Nah, she probably won't mind.
Fucking pussy.
Anyway, sourced up, walk home blind, wake up, and I don't think anything's wrong. And I, as you are when you're fucking, you know, after a big night on the piss, you just lay around in bed for however long. I didn't know. For ages, I got up out of bed, watched some TV, got back into bed, and then by the second time I got out, I realised that I was laying in shit.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, safe to say that I don't have those sheets anymore.
It happens to the best of us.
I haven't shat the bed. I've shat in my pants a few times watching telly on the lounge with Claire because I was eating a lot of those real, like, fake sugary stuff.
Oh,
the chocolates you stole.
When I was on... Yeah.
They're
not too bad, the old world
with the
naturally.
Synthetic sugar in it or
with
something.
With the fake sugar. When I was on keto and stuff, sometimes I'd just drop a bit of a fart.
And it'd be a bit more than a fart.
And it would be extremely moist.
I shit myself with the Prince of Wales once.
I think I've heard this.
Yeah, it took some really strong...
At the Prince.
It took some really, really strong ecstasy. And thought same thing, thought I farted and a bit of shit came out.
These things happen.
It happens to the best. Shitting yourself in bed while you're asleep is pretty... crazy.
Well, I had to, when I was smashing heaps of those magnesium tablets when I had migraines, I ran over to King Street Macca's in the middle of the night, went to the bush and shat.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get into the toilet.
Yeah.
Wiped my ass with a sock.
Yeah.
But these are all beautiful lessons that you learn as a young man. This is what toxic masculinity is really about.
I am 30. I'm not a young man anymore. But back to what I was drinking. So, I said, I've been blackout drunk more times than I've had hot dinners, I reckon. And I've never shit the bed. we were drinking these, they're fellas, so it's a seltzer, but it's not like a seltzer, is like vodka and soda, but these things are like a fermented, it's some kind of fermented alcohol mm-hmm. and soda. Mm-hmm. Got chatting to the boys about it, and I'm obviously trying to take the heat off myself, going, I think it might have been the fellas. And two of the boys were like, well, actually, last time I drank those things, I pissed the bed. And another bloke was like, last time I drank them, I was fucking spewing in the gutter at 6:30 at night. So I would like to see in the comments if anyone else has had a bad experience.
So what? Hang on. Let me.
It's F-E-L-L-R. I just probably shouldn't say it because it could be like.
Hey, it's just speculation.
This is just speculation. And I don't want to go out there and say, fellas, make you shit yourself.
Are they nice?
Just fucking delicious.
Okay.
Fellas, reach out to the pod.
But I shit myself.
That should be a fucking. That should be like a challenge.
Yeah, like we should just drink fellas and see if we
can.
Well,
we still
got
to do the Cancel Me Now Olympics this year.
Yeah, we do. That'll be exclusive to Patreon. 1.6 standard drinks. Yeah. That is in a can that is
375.
330. Yeah. So how big is it? You're drinking out of schooners.
Well, I was drinking them in schooners.
So what? How big is a
schooner? What's a schooner? Just under 500, is it? I don't know.
Schooner. Should know. Glass size, milliliters. Schooner glass is 425. Yep. So we're looking at about
two standard drinks.
Yeah, two. How many of those do you reckon you had?
We were getting through them.
16.
I was at the Bennett for
10, maybe
eight. I was there for 9 hours.
Oh fuck!
So I could have been drinking them for 5 hours, and yeah, I had a lot. So enough to shit yourself.
Maybe 15.
Easy. Yeah.
So 30 standard drinks.
Easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's starting to make sense now. Yeah, that was my big thing. I pooed the bed. Wow. And my missus was very, very upset.
So was there any discussions of, you know, she didn't slap you or anything?
Reparations. She got to pay her back.
She didn't slap you or anything.
No, but she fucking yelled at me. And she's like, that's fucked. And I was like, darling, I got a headache. It smells like shit down here. Can you just leave me alone?
I've got enough problems.
I said, I don't need you. Can you get off my back?
How long did the shit hang around for?
I had to clean it up pretty quick.
But then you came to me and we filmed a video.
Yeah.
And you stunk like alcohol, but not shit.
Yeah, we filmed a video for the average man, and I had to go straight and do that. I was fucking, probably shouldn't have driven.
Fuck.
That was high range.
Definitely shouldn't have driven.
No, high range.
He got an Uber.
Yeah, he got two Ubers. Yeah. One in Shadden.
Got shit in one.
Some sad news. Sanity is confirming that it is closing its final store in the next 3 months.
So a lot of people listening to this wouldn't... Gabe probably doesn't know what Sanity is.
Nah, I know Sanity. It is overdue, though.
It is overdue. Sanity used to be a CD store, and then it was DVDs, and now it still sells DVDs and CDs, but for no reason.
How the fuck are they stayed hung on for this long?
I don't know. I saw one recently when I went to... wherever I went to last on the tour.
2007?
There was one in some country town.
There was one in Mount Hutton last year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mount Hutton is...
A bit behind.
Yeah.
It is a bit behind. People in Mount Hutton are special. But there was... Mount Hutton's a suburb near us, by the way. It was interesting to walk in there to see people still buying box sets, still buying DVDs, still buying CDs.
Imagine having a feigned excitement. Although, I will say, if there was like a CD you liked, like just for nostalgia's sake, like an old Blink 182 CD, that would be a pretty cool present.
Yeah.
Like for like nostalgia's sake. But like imagine having a feigned excitement when Nan's got you fucking...
Well, records made a comeback. Maybe CDs are also...
Well, they definitely will one day.
Yeah, one day.
It's probably not a bad idea.
But tapes haven't made a comeback.
Not yet. But how long's it been?
Nah. I remember making a comeback.
Well, Gabe probably wouldn't remember this. You'd remember this. I used to record off the radio.
Yes.
On the tapes.
Yes, wait for your song to come on.
And then you press record. You ever do that, Gabe? Yeah.
No, I didn't do that one.
I used to do that with fucking Good Charlotte.
Yep.
Lifestyles
of the Rich and Famous.
That's the one. That was one of the first CDs that I ever owned, or first album that I ever heard.
Great album.
The first CD I ever had was Have a Nice Day by Bon Jovi.
Great album. Great single.
Great single.
Great single.
I don't know what year that was released. Gabe, can you look up
that? That's one of their later.
Wait, which one am I looking at?
Have a Nice Day.
Have a Nice Day, Bon Jovi.
That was one of their later ones.
Yeah. That was definitely one of their later hits.
2002.
Yeah. You'd be in the ballpark. Early 2000s for sure.
Good song.
Hell of a song.
Hell of a song.
John Bon Jovi does a lot of volunteering with homeless.
2005.
There you go.
2005.
Yeah. Yeah. His local soup kitchen somewhere around New York. He spends a lot of time feeding the homeless.
Feeding his dick.
Hey.
We have a sponsor today, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be back, episode one. And the sponsor is In That Fridge, Goob.
I'm on it. I'll cut to a wide shot or you want it on you?
Oh, whatever, bro.
We got a sponsor.
Yeah.
How good. That's a great way to start the new year.
Yeah. Well, they're not paying us any money, but they just gave us some freebies.
They sponsored us with a six pack.
Pretty much. Now, this is an exciting. So I got an email from this gentleman.
Up the top of
you? Yeah. I got an email from him, and it was very random because I was walking back from the cupboard to sit on the lounge next to my wife.
Not something you do very often, I'm
not
sure.
Something I do very often. But I looked at it, and it was this.
What?
I got an email from a guy by the name of Stephen Bradbury.
I know who Stephen Bradbury is.
So it's come up on my phone saying, you have an email from Hey, it's Stephen Bradbury, it said. And I went, fucking what?
But that, this is it. That is beautifully presented, by the way.
So this is Last Man Standing, perfectly paced Australian lager. Horseshoe with a pinch of luck. Its Instagram is Last Man Standing Brewing. So go and check them out. Zero preservatives. That's good.
So for anyone that doesn't know, Stephen Bradbury won gold at the 2002 Winter Olympics in the most freaky circumstances you could ever imagine.
He was coming last.
And dead last. Stone motherless last.
It's not ice skating. It's
it's like speed skating.
Figure skating.
It's definitely not figure skating.
Blades of glory. He was coming last and everyone fell over.
So everyone fell over and Bradbury, have you seen the clip?
I feel like, yeah. Yeah. Definitely seen that.
It's iconic.
G'day, Isaac. As promised, here's your Last Man Standing Legends pack. Hey, thanks for giving our refreshing Aussie-owned and brewed beers a crack. We really hope you enjoy them. Let us know what you think. Always be the last man standing, just like Bluey was on the weekend.
Last man pooping.
So they sent us. They sent us a hat.
Hey!
Fuck yeah, they sent us a stubby holder.
Oh, Mr. Bradbury.
And look at these, couple of beers.
We better crack one.
Couple of fucking these bastards. Let's crack one.
Tis the season. Very important if they are Australian owned and brewed, because a lot of like the big
Keep.
Like your Castlemaines and your Tuies and your Bolters and a lot of big so-called Aussie beers are owned by overseas companies. So all your beer dollars go overseas. Now so if these boys are local, then that's great.
Yeah, let's support local. We have a blue can and a green can.
So I've got...
Oh, is there a difference?
I don't know.
Well, I've got a blue one. I've just got the mid-strength. What have we got? Low carb, zero preservatives.
Oh, so the green can is full strength.
Yep.
And the blue can is mid-strength.
Mid. Okay. Beautiful. Let's go.
We'll have a couple of mid-strength.
This is beautiful box, too. Beautiful. That's outstanding. Box.
One of the best boxes I've ever seen.
Thank you, Stephen Bradbury.
And what a great name, considering his circumstances, right? Last Man Standing.
Bradbury.
Yeah, I wonder if they did that on purpose almost.
I appreciate the creativity.
You fucking idiot.
Are you fucking serious?
I get it. I'm saying it's a good
I think
idea.
You only just got it. So, and that's why you see
this cord that come in the box? String yourself up, you dumb cunt.
Cheers.
Welcome back to 2023. Everyone.
Thank you, Stephen Bradbury. If you don't know who Stephen Bradbury is, Google it, because it's fucking one of the best sporting clips you'll ever see.
Right.
Take me through it. What's going on?
Shit. No. It's very, very nice. Very nice. Mm. Very, very nice.
That Smooth. Is nice.
Mm. Fuck yeah.
Ooh, easy drinking. Easy drinking.
Yeah.
It's almost fruity, but it's not crafty.
That's dangerously light. It's low carb, zero preservatives. That is dangerously light. Like I feel like I could drink.
It's brewed in the Fortitude Valley.
I could drink 55 of those.
Guys, drink local. That's
drink local. If and you don't get, drink if you're pregnant.
And don't drink if you feel like you're going to shit yourself.
Gamble responsibly.
Don't do that either.
Turtle and the hare on there too.
Yep, it's almost like they're talking about a race.
Yeah, like almost like he could have been the turtle.
I'm trying to give the branding some credit and yous are shitting on me here.
Well,
you want to get shit on?
Is our sponsor, do we think it's a good looking can?
It's a good looking can.
Yeah, it's fucking gorgeous. But it was because you said something so obvious that everyone understood that. Even the retards on Patreon, shout out.
That's fucking retarded.
We're back, baby.
That's outstanding.
So New Year's, what did you do?
New Year's, well, I shit myself the night before New Year's.
Gorgeous.
So safe to say, I was pretty quiet on New Year's Eve. I had a pounding headache.
Yeah.
I don't normally get like grog sick hungover. Oh boy, was I fucking hungover on New Year's Eve. Like a splitting headache. So it was just some food and the 9 o'clock fireworks.
Oh, beautiful.
And a couple of quiet beers with the missus and all our pregnant mates.
Mate, we went up for a barbecue up the road, had a couple of beers, and it was beautiful. I was at home at 9 o'clock watching the fireworks on the deck out on the lake there.
They had a really good, it was awesome to see. They had the, in the city in Newcastle in the harbour, they had like the big fireworks display. It was packed.
Oh,
and it was really awesome to see.
Packed.
And it was just awesome to see because we haven't had anything since fucking COVID.
Mm.
And it was like people were pumped. It was like really like loads of families and like kids and like they had like planes flying over, dropping fireworks, and it was awesome.
They had planes.
They had planes. Like they must come from Williamtown, like the RAF really? Race or whatever. And they were launching fireworks.
They
from the plane.
Launching rockets, were they?
I don't know. No one was killed, I don't think. And they were shooting planes out the fireworks out the planes. It was amazing. It was really cool. But it was just great to see like people out and about again. Like it was good. It was fucking really good.
I didn't know if I was going to bring this up.
Yes.
But I got a DM the other day.
Yeah.
Should I talk about that?
I don't know.
Bloody yeah. It's, you know about it, Bluey.
Do I? Oh, yeah. No, we should 100% talk about this. Yeah, we should. Do you want to jinx it?
Maybe we should talk about someone else he's associated with.
Yeah.
No, why don't I'll tell the people. Because it was pretty crazy. Yeah,
we should talk about it, but let's not.
But I'll gloss over it.
Let's just mention it because I don't want to fucking jinx it.
Joe Rogan followed me on Instagram the other day. So what else has been going on, Blue?
And he sent you a message.
And he DM'd me,
which is amazing. Which is like the coolest thing ever.
Oh, I woke up to it in the morning and I panicked.
You would have been freaked.
I threw my phone out the window.
Yeah.
I started flying planes over the fireworks areas and shooting rockets out of it. I was freaking out.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool.
It's the coolest thing ever. I was at work. You messaged Gabe and I. You said, boys, I'm freaking out. And I thought something bad had happened.
Mm.
And you're like, no, it's this. And I was at work on a job site. I'm like, that's the fucking...
It was insane.
I was like jumping up. I was like, this is great.
It was fucking...
It's the best thing ever.
Don't even know what to say.
It's... Yeah. That's great. But another one of your mates is in some hot water.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What you just missed was something we had to cut out because otherwise I might have lost one of my sponsors.
Yeah.
So it is on Patreon if you want to go check it out.
And if you're on Patreon, you saw it, keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah, please shut the fuck up. I just realised after we spoke for 10 minutes that that's worth a lot of money to me.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll be fine.
Andrew Tate.
Is he in trouble? Seems like he's in trouble, but...
Apparently he's been detained for 30 days. I'm not sure. I haven't really seen
that's,
too much.
That's what I read.
Someone's been updating his Twitter. So he was arrested the other day after a back and forth with Greta Thunberg, and people were saying it was because of a pizza box that only exists in Romania. Other people were saying that was bullshit.
They know where he is.
That's what I think.
I was sort of like, yeah, right, the Romanian. So when I made a video about it and I was like, yeah, oh, wow, it's crazy that the pizza box was there. But we made that very quickly, that video. And then as I thought about it more, I was like, wouldn't they have known he was in Romania because he had to land in Romania?
I mean, that was a story everyone was running with. Yeah. Like it was a... Yeah. But, like, they've got to know that he's there.
Of course they do.
So he's been arrested under the idea that he's been involved in human trafficking.
And rape.
And, well, is that right?
Human trafficking and rape is the charge that they're detaining him on.
Currently?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know this is the second time around he's under the human trafficking story.
And I know that, Gabe's actually got Andrew Tate tattooed on his leg.
Mm. So he's a big fan.
So this is tough. Free the top G.
Free top G.
Yeah, it's a pretty full-on charge, human trafficking. And I know that... So his whole business has been always a bit
yeah, what's he do? Like webcam girls?
He was having... So I think that's how he made a fair bit of cash. He had webcam girls chatting to dudes. So he had a whole group of girls like basically in a building, I would imagine, or a room, chatting to dudes on the internet, and they're stripping for them and they're doing all this like dildoing action. And he was their boss.
Pimp, if you will.
Well, yeah. And I think that it would be hard not to see something going wrong or going, you know, dodgy.
Shady.
100%. Yeah, a bit shady in that sort of arrangement. Like, it's always going to go bad.
It's a sleazy business.
It's a fucking... And that's what sort of would always, I would think, would transpire in a business like that. Something's going to go a bit wrong and someone's going to call someone out. And everyone's, you know... But... I think the most devastating thing from it was that Greta Thunberg was getting praise.
Yeah, she was like the catalyst for him.
I hate that little bitch.
Because he had a Twitter. Was they having like an argument on Twitter? First of all, neither of them were very funny.
Agreed.
No,
oh, sorry to interrupt, but everyone's saying Greta hit him with the funniest. Fuck off.
Neither of them were funny. Tate starting it wasn't funny, and Greta's reply was just the unfunniest shit I've ever seen.
Tate was just sitting at home going, right. Hey, Greta, I've got a car that goes broom. And she came back and like...
She was like...
Her response was dumb though.
He was like said something about emailing of the emissions.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, send it to smalldickenergy@fuckyou.com. And it's like, it's the lamest shit.
It is. It's fucking schoolyard shit.
Yeah.
And everyone's going, oh my God,
Greta Thunberg hands Andrew Tate with the biggest slap back in human history.
She owned him.
Like, no, she owned him. Dave Chappelle's taking notes off Greta Thunberg.
But here's the question that has been on my mind. Because a lot of people, there was a guy, what's his bloke's name? The UFC fighter.
UFC fighter, what else do I need to know?
Greta Thunberg.
Okay.
What, he was tweeting Greta Thunberg?
Oh, okay. Jake something?
Fucking Jake Shields. Jake Shields tweeted, basically you two get a room. And
Stop flirting and fuck already. And fuck already,
About Greta and
About Greta Tate. And Andrew Tate. Tate. And, I mean, I'd watch that. Would you watch Andrew
I know
Tate?
What you're about to get into.
Do you? Would you fuck Andrew Tate? Would you watch Andrew Tate fuck Greta Thunberg?
No.
Why?
Isn't she underage? How old is she?
She's 20. She just turned 20, today.
Not for me.
I'd watch it.
Okay.
Click that.
But I wonder what the title of that porno would be.
Have you got a joke written for this? Have you?
No, but I'm...
That's a great setup.
It is, actually.
It's a good setup. Now let's write a punchline.
Things are getting hot in here with Greta Thunberg.
What sort of cars does he drive? Bugatti.
Bugattis.
Bugassi.
Methane between the sheets.
No.
I don't know. I'm not good on the spot.
All right. We'll come back to that. Put a pin in it.
I am good on the spot.
So free the top G anyway.
Actually, you know what?
Do you think you'll get let out?
Let's get
They might Epstein him.
Go to the chat on
YouTube.
The YouTube chat. So through Patreon, you can watch this live. Let us know, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a good punchline for us for
Tate and Greta's
porno. Tate and Greta's porno.
Right, I'll let you know if any come through.
We'll just sit here until I do.
This is your time to shine, patrons.
Get to work, guys.
Fossil fuels.
Fossil
fuels. So this is how I come up with Jackson. What could it be?
Different. But people implied Tate was creepy, right?
For good saying on you, Gabe, for keeping the show going.
Yeah, people implied Tate was creepy for saying on because he replied to Jake Shields, right, saying she's not ready.
She's not ready. Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, that's weird.
And people were like, "Oh,
but she's of age," is what the other argument
people are saying. Still 20.
Like, it's still creepy. Oh, I think if you have sex with a 20-year-old and you're his age, it's fucking gross.
How old is Top G?
Maybe 35, 40.
Free Top G.
Nah, 35.
He's probably
36.
35, 40.
I'm going to say 36.
Free Top G.
What did you say?
36.
On the money.
Fucking Butterfield.
36.
Everyone that's met him says he's really nice.
Yeah.
Tim Dillon was talking about him on his podcast, said he's really good. He goes, he trafficked me in a Rolls Royce from the airport. That's
pretty good. He probably is a nice guy, and he's attracted so much attention that everyone's trying to get him.
Is they're trying to cancel him.
Trying to cancel
him. And they did try and cancel him, and then...
Or he is guilty.
Or he's a human trafficker.
So I think we just need to wait to see the evidence.
Because there was proven guilty.
There was that old story about he was on Big Brother in England, and then he got pulled off the show because a video came out of him being really aggressive in a sort of sexual sexual experience with this woman.
Right? Oh, really?
And so he's like, oh, fucking, you know, come here, I'm going to, you know, fucking whip you and all this shit. And but... some people, like Gabe, are into that type of stuff. So you have to sort of weigh those two things up. And people
was it consensual?
People wanted to cancel him about that. And then the lady came out and said, no, it was consensual, it was fine. But did he pay her off? Was it sort of one of those situations?
Who knows?
Who the fuck knows? And if he's then taken that into a different relationship with a woman, hit her with a belt or whatever in one of these sexual experiences and left like a welt, then she takes a photo, because there has been photos come up on Twitter about, you know, relationships that have been abusive with Andrew Tate involved in them. Was it from something like that he's used in a previous relationship, and maybe someone's got angry or doesn't like what he says now and they've got the photo?
That's how it happens.
Who knows?
Free Top G.
I don't agree. I reckon he says a lot of things that are you can get behind.
Yeah,
but I think he ruins it with other things.
The Matrix trying to cancel him, maybe.
Well, if he was a criminal, right? Like, he's done a pretty smart thing in saying, like, they're going to try and lock me up. So then, like, even if you are actually committing crimes, you kind of just look like a better guy. And he also, it was all planned.
He's making himself in a way that he can't be cancelled, because there's always people that are going to go, hey, don't care.
And they're still putting out like people still make like putting his clips out there and
yeah,
like his account will get cancelled, but there'll be Tate clips everywhere.
You can't unless he's like, I think the only way you could cancel him is if he was found with a fucking child porn or something like that.
Yeah,
but that's the only way you cancel someone like him. Because he could get in a fight, no one would care. He's been charged with fucking sex trafficking. Which no one cares.
Pretty wild.
Like, this is the thing with people like him. He is... And I wrote a video on it actually recently. I'm working on it actually. This afternoon I was. People seem to turn to him.
Mm.
Like, people who are... They're in a bit of desperation.
It's like a Jordan Peterson type.
Yeah.
He's like a real masculine... Like, not that Peterson's masculine, but Peterson's like... Puts out that, like, it's okay to be... masculine. Tate is like that figure. So like dudes who are like looking either for that role model or looking for like affirmation of like it's okay to be to be a human trafficker.
I think if you're an intelligent
look to Tate.
If you're an intelligent person, you might go to Peterson. If you're a dumb shit, you might go to Tate.
Tate is definitely a dumbed down Peterson. Like he's a Peterson for meatheads. Meaterson. Yeah, he's Jordan Meaterson. He's
Jordan Meaterson.
Yeah.
He's Andrew Tate, that's Jordan Meaterson.
Yeah.
And so people sort of, and I was thinking about this today, like it's not just Andrew Tate or a Jordan Peterson character that people go towards. For women, they do it as well, but they do it with people like Clementine Ford.
Yeah. She's not.
Here comes Bluey. No, here comes Lefty Blue.
No, she's not feminine though. She's a feminist, but she's not.
He's got a good point.
No, but she's not feminist.
Sure, but this is what I'm talking about. Is like, so Andrew Tate talks about how it's okay to be a man and do this and do that, and then Clementine Ford would talk about, hey, you know, we need to rally together, and this is so. If you're a woman and you have a bad relationship, a dude cheats on you, or you can't get where you want to get to in work, you might have the answer given to you by Clementine Ford because she says that it's men's fault, et cetera, et cetera. Andrew Tate has a dude that.
They're just the antidote is what you're saying.
It's a religion.
Yeah.
It's something to buy into. And it exists on both levels, right? It exists on the left. It exists on the right. Andrew Tate over here on the right, if you will, where dudes go to, they gravitate towards him for answers. Clementine Fawn on the left, people gravitate towards her for answers for different type of people. And it exists everywhere. And this is what religion does across the board. And feminism and, you know, whatever the masculine version of feminism is.
Tateism,
or whatever you want to call it.
Human trafficking.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Human trafficking, ism, rapism, allegedism, that is all in the same realm as Catholicism or Christianity or Islam.
It's answers for people. Yeah, you're right.
People want answers. And I mean, I know I've had my run-ins with Clementine Ford. This may come as a shock to you, but so has Gheeb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a little one before I was.
Is that since you've been producer of this show?
Before this, when I was doing my own podcast.
Oh, really?
It's actually why I hired him.
It had nothing to do with feminism at all. All I said was people should allocate their time wisely. For example, I edit Isaac's videos. That's a wise decision for him to outsource that, right?
Yep.
He gets to spend his time wisely. There was a clip of that, which I probably didn't give clear enough context on. Clementine found it.
This was before we started dating.
You and Clementine.
No, you and me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Before
so this was you that said it.
Yeah, this is before.
I was clipping up my podcast.
How did Clementine find it?
I don't know.
Yeah, but this is before we knew Gheeb.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So Gheeb said.
I knew I liked this guy.
But what did you say? You said something like, oh, I shouldn't have to fucking clean the floors. I've got important things to do. It's just you're worded it.
Yeah, it's like I would rather work on my podcast and my craft than vacuum a floor.
Get my bitch missus to vacuum the floor up.
But that's never what you said, right?
Oh, you didn't say that?
Oh no.
Why not?
But anyway, there's feminist Nazis just under the post calling me misogynist, blah, blah, blah. And I never said a single thing about women. It was a very interesting experience.
That's funny. So you didn't actually say anything about like women or having women clean the floor.
So who's but
they just,
there?
They just, what it would have been is like one person would have gone, or what? So the girls should do it. And then it just like it snowballs.
Yep.
No one actually watches the clip. They're just like, this cunt's a pig.
That's do you know exactly when it what was? Happened. From my start, I'm actually cleared that Instagram recently.
Oh, you pussy!
I'd love to find.
Yeah, that'd be good to see all the comments.
No, I might. Yeah, I think I did. I'd find it for you another time.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. They just pile on. It just makes people feel good. It's just a pile.
But yeah, people were saying like, go. Who's cleaning your floor? I hope it's not your mummy. And like, oh, tell me you live at home without living at home. And like, none of those things. None of those things are true.
Yeah. Now, they were at the time, but...
yeah, I can't find it.
But I think they're making the sexist remarks.
To assume that. It's like, they're assuming that's what you're talking about. Even if, like, people are fucking dumb, mate.
And that's when people go out and they find things like Andrew Tate, because you have people who are the Clementine Fords of the world who attack the people who are probably in the middle, and then they go, fuck... I need someone who thinks like I do, or why am I being attacked? And then you're scrolling through TikTok, and Andrew Tate says, this is what's happening with this. And you go, oh my God, he's right. And then you get caught up in the... It's affirmation.
And Tate can traffic someone in that can clean your floors as well.
Yeah, and that's the most important part.
That's also why people turn to him.
Because he can get like a chick from fucking Yugoslavia for like a dollar a day. Like,
she'd be bad too.
And she could be hot. Who knows?
Who knows? Eastern Europeans.
Can I bring something to the table for you?
Free top G. Yes, go on.
Do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
No. I deliberately had New Year's Day off. Off training. I didn't do a thing. I was lazy.
Yeah.
Because I think people who do who start things on that day never go through with them.
I think that's a fair tag.
I have made one big one this year. I am not going to shit myself. I'm going to be poo-free in 2023. But apart from that, I don't have any. There's things I'd like to...
I don't believe you.
I don't either. I don't, to be honest. Guess what? I've already done it. There's things I'd like to do more this year. I'd like to fucking...
Yeah, what are your goals for the year?
I'm going to read more. I'm going to smoke less.
How's Bluey's book club going, by the way?
I'm finishing this. The monster. Did you see Jocko and Andrew Huberman did a podcast?
Oh.
It's a five-hour bastard, but it's like... It's
what very, on?
Everything. Oh, leadership.
Oh, God.
Integrity.
Fuck.
Human trafficking. No, it's
man,
a cracker.
Jocko Willink is an intense man.
It's an intense podcast. Huberman's he's a neuroscientist. Yes. You know who Huberman is, but it's a good. So I'm getting through that, and then I'm going to launch into some Audible.
And you've been getting into your what are you giggling about? You've been giggling all day.
Someone's finally put in a porno title for you.
Oh, what do you got?
Shout out to you, Jack. How dare you, the porno. Tate's Bugatti and Thunberg's wrong hull.
Don't mind it. Don't mind.
That's the only one we've got. So thank
you. It was detailed.
What did they call the? What was the ozone holes? What do they call those? Those just ozone holes. Greta's own ozone.
Sorry to interrupt. But one I felt
night.
Like we
one
did
night
ask for
in
it.
Dubai.
Ooh.
But yeah, no real resolutions.
No, I don't have any resolutions. I did say to myself on New Year's, just took a bit of quiet time away from Claire screaming at me.
Yeah. Nagging misses.
That this year was going to be very important for the bub, and that we're going to give him the best chance at having a very healthy and happy upbringing and all those type of things. But I think they go without saying in many respects.
Yeah, but it's good to visualize
and voice it.
Let's get gay for a second. It's good to like visualize these things and like go like if you can kind of see it, especially important things like that. I do it with stuff that doesn't matter, like games of footy and shit. Like big things like...
Well, I want to make sure that he is happy, healthy and safe, and I want to make sure that Claire feels like she has all the support in the world for bringing a baby into the world, and that everything is 50-50. And, you know, that I'm feeding him as much as I can and she's getting as much sleep as possible. And even little things, and this sounds like it's a shit thing to say, but hear me out, that she's getting exercise in.
Yeah, it's important.
Because I know that postnatal depression, big problem for a lot of women. Mm. And I think a lot of that comes down to, number one, just stress.
Oh, yeah.
Lack of sleep. And lack of exercise, lack of sun, all those type of things.
Sounds like my Christmas period.
but that's literally what happened. So you combined all that and then the stress of a baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, little things like we bought the bike that's in the room in here and it's a
that's nice.
It's a flash bike. And so we've been doing a lot of training on that where she doesn't have to go to the gym. She can just train here and the toilet's only two centimetres away where you don't have to, like, because she's got to piss all the time.
Of course.
The whole fucking thing. Because our little man's in there beating up her bladder.
Giving that bladder hell like a speedball in the gym.
Yeah, just things like, I think that's going to be my resolutions coming into 2023.
Damn, you're going to be a good dad.
Just being a great dad.
I just want to...
Dadderfield.
I just want to teach him that anything's possible in this world if you put your mind to it and you get it done. One piece of advice that my old man gave me that I thought was really, really interesting. He was always really supportive of whatever I did. But he said, you need to make sure you're bringing money in before you do anything.
Yeah, money's oxygen.
And I think a lot of people really neglect that.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want in this life as long as you can support you and your family and you don't have to rely on other people.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to be an entrepreneur, yeah, that's great, but you have to have money coming in to do that.
Yeah.
And whatever you need to do to get that done, then you need to do it. You, if you need to work at fucking, you know, wherever.
A night shift, stacking shelves,
a servo, whatever. That's just a means to an end. Get that done and then get everything else done, you know?
Yeah. Was at the door. It is. One of my old footy coaches said that, and it was like, you know, you get a footy coach come in and they tell you, like, especially if you're playing like a good level of footy, and they're like, this is the most important thing. Like, this, you put this first. And this bloke came in and he said, I'm just going to give you three priorities for this season. Number one's your job. And I was like, no one had ever, because normally you get coaches, and he goes, your job comes first. He goes, your family comes second and footy comes third. But he goes, that's like, you're always like, because you need, job's the most important thing in the world, especially like, things are crazy. Fuck, stuff's so expensive at the moment. Mm. Like, you need, so
respect you're right. to that coach.
Yeah, it was good.
That's like a real coach.
Yeah.
I'm happy now that Gabe respects him.
Yeah. I'll respect the coach. I'll let him know.
Give him a text.
Who?
Gabe's called,
But yeah, you got to, you know, even if it's a shitty job, you need money. If you, you know, you're chasing a passion project or whatever, you've still got to be bringing money in.
You do. And it oftentimes in passion projects, like you guys know with me, money didn't come in until 3 years in.
Yeah.
And that's hard for a lot of people to take on board or swallow.
That's why you've got to love it.
That's why you've got to love it. That's why you've got to get into it. And but yeah, no, it's these are all these lessons that I want to pass on to my young bloke too. And I want to teach him that we want to travel with him early on to give him the idea. And this is what I never had growing up because I never flew anywhere.
Yeah.
I want to give him the idea that, hey man, you can jump on a plane now and be in fucking Singapore and 8 hours, nine hours,
interesting.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere in this world.
The world's bigger than Newcastle.
Mate, this is your home, and this is where I think, because I love it here so much, I think this is where you should always come back to. But you go wherever you need to go and do whatever you need to do. Get out there, see the world, be a part of it, experience it. Because and particularly for me, like I got to do all those experiences with Claire. Like, man, we had Claire's cousin. All Claire's dad's cousin here this morning at the house, and their kids were here, and they call me Uncle Isaac and stuff. And I was showing them all the photos that we got upstairs, and I was like, oh, this is Claire and I in London, and this is in Amsterdam, and this is in fucking New York City, and this is in LA, this is I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, sick. He's been everywhere.
Man, we have just, and half of those were last year.
Yeah, it's sick. It's so exciting. Jesse and I just booked the US for this year. We've got a good mate.
When are you going?
April. April, and we'll go for like 5 weeks. But like just the idea of traveling with it, I was like, this is going to be so fucking good.
Yeah.
And it's so important.
Now on Zoom.
Yeah.
Huh? No, well, I tell you what, we might actually have to take a hiatus of Cancel Me Now then, because that's when our little man's born is April.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah.
Maybe I should go on a holiday.
Oh, when's the... Oh, we'll talk about it later. It was the May, the thing we'll talk about later in May with the other podcast.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about
it. It was late May, though, I think. Yeah. That's right, I'll be back. That's fine.
Hello Sports. We're trying to tease something out with
them. Yeah,
so that'll be
bleep
cool.
that out. No, they're good. They're on board.
They're on board. Well, if hold them to account.
Yeah. You said it. I've got the messages. You said it, boys.
You said it, you idiots. You shouldn't have fucking agreed to it.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah, so many things happening in this next year. I noticed you're doing a bit of ice baths.
Yeah, been getting the cold. I've always done like cold showers in the morning. Just because it wakes me up.
What time's this?
when I'm done at the gym, so 6 a.m., just after 6. But in winter,
I will say this.
Oh, boy.
You're at the gym, so you're sweating. You're bringing your internal body temperature up. I think you should be doing the cold shower before you train.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. There's a lot of athletes do that. I'm not an athlete. And I need a shower.
I need you to fucking just...
Sorry.
I need you to switch it for me. Switch it for me. Because I think that's going to be so much worse. It's going to be fucking horrible.
It's good because, because you do the workout and then you're like hot and then you have the cold shower and you're like, oh, that's good.
That's nice.
Can you imagine like first thing, like just you're still asleep. Oh, it's just getting the cold water.
Well, everyone's using cold plungers and ice baths at the moment.
They're amazing.
And I think it's actually a really good purchase for... We're getting our at home our deck extended a little bit, nice. So there's not a big gap there.
Yep.
And I think I want to put an ice bath there. Yeah. Sort of thing.
Well,
I'm thinking.
Good. So Jesse, my partner's sister's brother again, he bought a 500 liter chest freezer.
Hang on, your partner Jesse's
sister's
brother.
Partner.
Okay.
Her sister's partner. Yeah.
Yeah. You can buy just a chest.
He bought
freezer.
A chest freezer. Sikaflexed up all the gaps in it. Filled it with water. Very important, turn the power off before you get in.
Yeah, that is a bit scary.
If you're going to do that. Mate, so another, I told one of my mates about it. He bought one. We all went around, we're jumping in. Oh, this is great. And then got out and I was like, oh, the power's been on the whole time. That could have been fucking disastrous.
Imagine jumping in and the power's on and you're in there going, and everyone's going, you can do it, mate. You can do it.
Just breathe, mate. Freeze.
Big breath in. Big breath in. Yeah, but it's amazing. Ice baths are insane. And like especially this time of year because it's starting to get fucking hot now because I like the saunas as well, but it's really tough to gee yourself up for a sauna when it's already like 38 degrees outside or whatever.
So there's a recovery center down the road from us. I think we're going to do a podcast there.
Definitely.
Or something like that. Or maybe even something with Patreon.
We definitely should. Ice baths are like great. And like it's funny too. Like watching, because you've really got to fucking.
Do you know how much the fucking, like the proper ones are?
They're about 10 grand easy. You can't get one for less than 10 grand.
10 grand. Like I've been looking at a few of them. I go,
Just get a chest. You can buy a nice chest for a brand new 500 liter chest freezer for like $1,000.
Yeah.
Just Sikaflex the gaps up.
That's the go.
Yeah.
That's the go for sure.
And turn the fucking power off.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. 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 It'd be wild.
You'd have to fucking get electrocuted fucking doing
that. Oh,
yeah. So what's our goals for the podcast in 2023? Do we have any?
I think some more exciting content for the Patreon's good.
Okay.
I think we should get... Do you know how many subscribers we have?
On Patreon?
No, on YouTube.
34,000 or something. I reckon we get 100.
You get 100,000 this year?
Yeah.
Let's do the damn
thing. We need some more guests. That's the thing. But no one wants to come to fucking Newcastle.
Top G. Well, let's get this thing mobile. How, like the podcast we did for Christmas, how that setup can't be hard to fucking...
Talk to your man, Gieb.
Yeah, it is doable. That is like, but that's an easy way. But if people want the stream, that's not as convenient.
There's also not that many interesting people in Australia.
There are.
But they don't want to talk. No one wants to travel to a podcast.
All the interesting people are podcasters.
Yeah.
This is the fucking thing.
We're
going
to have to fucking go overseas, aren't we?
Well... This is the thing with like, you go to LA and there's fucking 3,000 people.
They're all just podcasters.
Do podcasts. Yeah. They're all internet people. They understand it. Here, trying to get someone to do a fucking podcast is like pulling fucking teeth.
It's ridiculous. Unless they're actually doing it.
Unless they understand the benefits of being on social media, they just go, I don't know if that's good, you know. Fuck, mate.
Isn't that interesting how like big the opportunity is for Australian creators though? Considering there's so little of us. Well, you guys here.
The issue with Australian creators is, though, most of the algorithms only push to Australia.
Yeah, so you're not getting...
You're not getting pumped in America and stuff with YouTube. Like, it gets out there eventually, but it's not pushed, if you will. So with YouTube, it's mainly pushed to Australian people. With TikTok, it's definitely really aimed at the your country that you're in.
Mm.
So that is one thing that you struggle with. And then, you know, if you look at LA... Compared to Australia, the same amount of people almost.
Yeah,
in that state. In comparison to our country.
Yeah.
So, you know, you blow up in America, then you're really doing really, really well. Like, there's like, you know.
Because the sheer number of people.
Like Harry Jowsey, you know him?
Never heard of him. Is he an actor?
Was he on Love Island?
He was on Love Island or something like that. And it seems like a nice dude, but he's doing OnlyFans and he's driving around fucking Ferraris and stuff. He's a little hot dude, you know?
Yeah, we're not hot.
Proper in the influencer scene.
Maybe we should be hot.
That's
how can
do you
we
need me on camera?
No, that won't help.
How do we be hot?
We're not. That's not us.
Not me. It's really not me.
We're
not
the average man.
We're average.
We're average man. Jesus Christ.
We are fucking.
Even
average.
Trying to get people for average man.
Yeah.
Christ, people don't message you back. They don't read your DMs. They're
You're just like, not used to being left on red, mate. So I can.
But it's people I know that are like, oh, yeah, I'll get back to you.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Come on, mate. Fuck you.
Fucking give us a hand.
Give us a fucking handy, bro.
Nah, we'll just keep plugging away, mate. I think we're going good.
We're doing well.
Last year was great. And it's going to. Oh, well, we'll do 100 episodes this year. We'll hit the 100 in fucking...
back end of the year.
Oh, I don't know.
If everything goes...
Well, if Louis's taken 6 months off to go over to America...
I'm going for fucking 4 weeks.
Exactly. Well, it was 5, 10 minutes ago.
I've cut it back one already. The trip could be cancelled by the end of this podcast.
Poor Jessie, she's been shit on and our holiday's cancelled.
Yeah, she may leave me. Yeah, we'll hit 100 episodes this year.
Yeah, I want to get some other guests on and get some repeat guests on.
Mm.
Like the green trees of the world.
Geordie's.
I really want to get Geordie's back on and have a chat to him about what happened with that, but I did speak to him the other day, and I don't know if he's overly keen on talking about too much just yet.
Probably fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. His house got firebombed.
His life was threatened.
Mm.
But, yeah, we'll just have to
just keep plugging away.
Have to see. What do you want from Gabe this year?
Tell me.
Bit of effort.
I just want him to start trying.
I want you to become an expert on podcasts.
I bet learn what you're doing now.
Because you know what I bought the other day under Gabe's request? The corner over here. A
monitor.
No, not yet. I've been meaning to do that. You know, in like science class, they wheel the TV in?
Yes.
Something similar to that, but for like a plasma.
Yeah, right.
Because I didn't want to attach it to anything because there's not much fucking room.
Oh, it's like a big TV stand for the corner. A big
TV stand for the corner.
So when we're... crapping on like idiots not knowing what we're talking about.
We can pull it up there and we can read it.
Pull it up, Gabo.
Pull it up, Goob.
Great idea. Yeah. Came up with that.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Yeah.
Studio, the boys have obviously done a bit of rearranging. You can't really see too much here, but more Gabe's side of things. You guys done a nice little job moving.
Gabe's on the other side of the desk.
Yes.
Which is very exciting.
How long did that take you to figure out?
Well, we were having issue with this wide shot here and I said, why don't you just fucking move it back? And he goes, well, I can't do it, mate, because I'm there. I said, hey, swap sides, bro.
Yeah, the table's not bolted to the ground, mate.
This bloke tells yarns is always very funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm a comedian.
That's why.
Well, he's a comedian, yeah.
I'm a comedian.
It's a comedy podcast.
I'm a comedy
But he did come up with the idea to switch sides, and it was a great idea.
I just said that.
Wide shot's looking great. Wide shot's looking fucking
It's looking
unreal.
A bit skew-if. On the monitor, I can see. It looks like I'm fucking...
That's just, you're heavy, you're dragging the fucking... dragging us down.
You called me fat twice in this
one. Yeah, well, fuck, you've had a good Christmas. I've had a fucking hell of a Christmas. I'm eating lint balls with like every meal.
Man, lint balls, they just fucking, they're too sweet for me.
Too sweet? Jesse doesn't like them either, so I get them all.
Ah, very nice. Mm. What about the seashells?
Oh, are they lint seashells as well? Nah, they're too waxy for me.
Waxy?
They're not a real, yeah, like a, not, they're not
nothing a, beats Cadbury milk chocolate.
Just a good old-fashioned dairy milk. Just run it straight up the guts.
Mate, don't
fuck around. No frills. Don't fuck around.
Don't even wash your hands. Yeah, just get into it.
It's a real no-nonsense chockey. Yeah. It is fucking good.
Mate, I think that is the go-to chocolate.
Yeah.
Good call.
Love Kit Kats.
They're good.
Yeah, they're good. I'm hard to disagree with you on the dairy milk.
What about Milky Bars?
Milky Ways?
What are you, fucking five?
What's wrong with the white things?
Milky Bars are for white things. Babies.
You're a baby.
No, you're a big milky baby.
What's wrong with Milky Bars?
Milky Bars are for babies, mate. Need a big boy chocolate.
All right. I'm going to fucking checkmate all ears. Caramello Koalas.
That's a nice chalky.
Much better than the Milky.
Nice fucking 60-cent Caramello Koala.
Did you used to get, was there like a shop where you used to buy lollies before primary school?
Yeah. Yeah, not before, but after school. You used to get like the little bags of mixed lollies for fucking 50 cents.
We had these
nice musk
stop
thick.
And go across the road from Dudley Primary School. You walk in there, you get a $2 bag of lollies. That big, huge, like the size of a fucking...
pillow.
Yeah, sure, pillow. Yeah. And you go in, you smash some for recess, you smash some for lunch. I used to get these big bags of fucking like bubble gum and shit like
that. A couple of red frogs in there, a couple of those little minty numbers, a couple of fucking bananas.
Clouds.
Mustics, clouds.
Yeah, clouds.
Fuck, man.
What about the rolls of Hubba Bubba that were in that?
Yeah.
Rolls?
Did you ever take a bite out of the middle?
I was never allowed them.
Why?
They're a bit expensive.
Oh, Blue, you grew up in, didn't you grow up in Gateshead?
Mount Hutton, right next to Gateshead.
I grew up in Mount Hutton too.
Mount Ghetto.
Yeah. In the ghetto.
Yeah. We say that, all right.
We've always been sort of close to each other, haven't we?
Geographically and in spirit.
And
that's touching stuff.
Isn't it?
Yeah. We have, Whereabouts in Mount Hutton? That doesn't matter. That's not important. I was going to say, whereabouts in Mount Hutton?
Right on the border of Mount Hutton and Warners Bay.
Oh, so down the...
Down Old Warners Bay Road.
Yep. Yeah. I was Ada Street, right near Lake Fair.
Oh, Lake Fair. Now that's where, ladies and gentlemen, that's where the fucking the boys become men.
That separates the men from the pigeons, old Lake Fair.
Shit. You can hang out in that car park for 45 minutes, you're going to come home with 45 stab wounds.
Oh, boy.
That's where I was working before this.
And it's still...
Really?
Oh, is that where your smoke mart was? Yeah. Jesus, you are fucking rough. Lake Fair Smoke Mart.
Lake Fair Smoke Mart. And you asked me for $1,600 a week. You fucking wanker.
He wanted to get out, didn't you?
I was selling vapes behind the counter.
Were you?
No.
Did anyone come in asking for vapes?
Every day.
All the time. So vapes are illegal, is that correct?
Yes.
Then how are there vape stores?
Because I don't think they have nicotine in them. Nicotine products are what's illegal.
Yeah.
But those things are just water vapor. They're used as like a substitute for when you're trying to get off the bungers.
Bunger dungers. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what else did you get asked for at the vape store?
Bongs. I had some.
Bongs?
Yeah.
Yeah, like big ceramic bong.
Well, at Smoke Mart we mean, right? I had a different one in Mayfield, another great place in Newcastle.
God, you've really been to all the greats.
Yeah, you know, there's other, you work in nice places.
I had someone straight up just ask me for a crack pipe.
Yeah, Sweet Puff.
And yeah, I didn't know what a Sweet Puff was before I worked there, but someone did just say straight up crack pipe, and I said, nah, mate. And they went, oh, like, what should I ask for next time so I don't sound suspicious? I don't know.
Sweet
a
Puff.
A glass pipe? I don't fucking know.
Being conspicuous when you're ordering your crack pipes.
No, we didn't have them anyway.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I fucking I put up a story on my Instagram, and we were staying in an Airbnb in Geelong, and there was a crack pipe above the fucking stove.
No,
so there was a crack pipe above the stove, and I'm like, holy shit! Anyway, we nearly got our Airbnb account cancelled.
Oh, because they would have thought you were smoking crack.
No, because they were complaining that we gave their apartment or their building a bad rap.
You know what gave it a bad rap? Leaving a fucking crack pipe in there.
What about you? What's your cleaner doing, mate?
Yeah.
What's your fucking cleaner
doing? You know that fucking cleaning fee you slugged me with when I booked this cunt? How about you fucking get rid of the crack pipe?
Is there a crack pipe removal fee?
Fuck me, dead.
Yeah, they cracked the shit.
We've been looking at heaps of Airbnbs over in America for when we go.
So where are you going?
Well... You're gonna love this. I got real selfish at the start of the trip, so we got this wedding in Maui, one of my mate's wedding, which
so
is
Hawaii,
Hawaii, which I can't wait for. Flying straight to Vegas, and then from Vegas, I'm flying straight to Austin, and I'm going to the mothership.
Yeah,
so Rogie's
is that
club,
open yet?
It will be by April.
That is incredible.
So I'm going straight to the mothership. So I'm hoping to get to the Vulcan gas coat, try and get to Kill Tony, and I'm going to the mothership.
Are you gonna try and get on Kill Tony?
Oh, I'll put my name in the hat, but you got to get picked out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to the mothership, and then after that, I don't care what happens. We're gonna go to. I think we're gonna go visit a mate in Boston.
Yep.
I don't care. That's like I got to go to the mothership.
That's so good.
Can't wait. Yeah, and I'll pass on my regards to Joe when I see him from you. Remember Isaac, the guy you messaged? He said today.
Mate, that's beautiful. That's
can't wait. Yeah. So like heaps of ribs and fucking meat and yeah.
I reckon diet hard now and blow out
so,
later.
So once I've got my punters club trip next weekend.
Yep.
And then I've got 14 weeks till the trip, so I'm done. There's no beer. There's nothing for 14. Yeah, I'm off it because
nice.
I'm going to indulge while I'm over there.
Yeah.
So it's a night and like it's a nice little fucking carrot too.
Well, that's sort of what I did for Christmas. I dropped down like 5 kilos and then just blew back out.
Yeah. So I'm gonna. It's good. I was looking at it like 2 days ago. I was like, I've got 14 weeks. I can do. I did like last year because after the Christmas period, I'm sick of drinking. Mm. I'm sick of shit food. I'm sick of fucking alcohol and narcotics and everything else.
Sick of coke.
Well,
it sucks.
Last year I did. Last year I did 13 weeks. Like yeah. I just get clean for 13. It's easy because you just had enough. So 14 weeks will be.
You get clean for 13 weeks.
Yeah. No, but like, you know, clean your life up for fucking 13 weeks.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, that's good, man.
I can't wait. No, I'm so excited.
I like it. I like the challenge. And I think doing that to sort of give you an ability to really let loose while you're over there.
You just indulge.
That's important.
And know, like, you've done a bit of work to deserve it.
You've
been
to mainland America before, haven't you?
Once briefly for like 10 days. And it was only like Los Angeles and Vegas and back and out.
I haven't been to Vegas.
Yeah.
LA is a fucking waste, man.
I'm not going to LA until I have to fly home. I'm going to fly back to Hawaii and fly home.
I reckon LA would be like going to fucking Sydney. Why would you do it? Sydney's a shithole. Absolute. Like, Sydney, everyone's like, oh, you got to go to Sydney. Mate.
Yeah.
If you fly to Australia, you land in Sydney and you stay in Sydney, you should be shot.
Yeah.
You're shot on sight by Andrew Tate.
There's more to do in Sydney. Like, the acts go there, more music there, there's more like to do, but
sure.
Like I always feel I get the exact same. I've been doing it for fucking forever. I want to get, when I'm going to Sydney, I get annoyed as soon as I get there and I go and see whatever band it is or comedian or whatever,
and then you got
to
deal with
and then I'm like, that was awesome, and then I'm just like,
Can't wait to go home.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melbourne's great. I love Melbourne.
Yeah.
And that's probably the only other city that I spent more time in than Newcastle is Melbourne.
Yeah,
for
right.
Comedy festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just an awesome city, man.
Yeah, it's well done, Melbourne.
Well, that's what everyone says, but it's like a big fucking rectangle and every street is just mapped out.
Well
planned.
You
can walk along, you can get anywhere.
Food.
Food's awesome, breakfast is awesome, you got little laneways and coffee's all right. I reckon the Starbucks coffee's better than the coffee in Melbourne.
I had a great coffee this morning. Shout out Sunny Boy Kiosk in Newcastle Beach.
Ooh,
at Dixon Park.
Free plug.
Sensational.
Really?
Coffee. Oh my God. And I'm not a coffee snob by any stretch, but this thing was fucking good.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, very good.
I make my own coffee at home.
Yeah, your coffee smelled unreal when you came downstairs before.
Thanks, mate.
And it was really funny because I went to fill my water bottle up when we got here.
Yep.
And I walked up and beautiful Clary was asleep on the lounge and I went, oh, and I tiptoed back down the stairs. I said, I'll fill my bottle up downstairs, it's fine. And you've gone up and fired up the coffee grinder and fuck.
Well, I know how long she's been asleep.
Get up, bitch.
No, well, I walked up there and then I went to get instant coffee and I just went, I'm not going to enjoy this.
Nah.
And I just went.
Yeah, my caffeine intake is more important than Claire's rest at the moment. After that nice speech you just made about supporting her. And,
I support her. Don't worry about that.
I know that.
She just messaged me, actually. She sent me.
She said,
oh, she's walking the dogs because little man's hoo-hooing.
Oh, wow.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been our Punters Club trip in a couple of weeks, too. Off to the Gold Coast.
Oh, you going the Goldie?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. So that'll be the last. That'll be the final blow.
So strippers, cocaine, prostitutes.
Yeah. Hollywood showgirls. Slingshot. You ever been on the slingshot? That big ride that flings you in
the
air?
I have seen the slingshot.
You ever been on cocaine when you've been on the slingshot? That's a fucking combo.
It never ends.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. It's good fun.
So what's it like when you take off on the slingshot? Because you just go from zero to...
to fucking terminal velocity. Jesus. It's so wild. Yeah. And we bought the video. I'll track the video down. We could put it on Patreon.
Yes.
You pay like the extra $50 and I give you a USB with the video on it. It's really funny. And my mate was terrified and I bullied him into it. I said, you fucking... it was his buck show.
Yep.
I said, get on the fucking thing right now. He wouldn't open his eyes and I was going, look at... It was so good.
We should watch it and review it for Patreon.
Yep, I'll bring it in next week.
Because I think those are the type of things that people would like to see on Patreon, right?
I think they just want fucking...
just extra
just
content.
Just fun.
And that's fun. That's interesting.
It's pretty funny.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for me.
The slingshot?
I mean, I did that fucking acrobatic flight.
Like in a plane.
Doing the big loops and the spins and shit and that was enough for me.
That'd be wild.
The fact that I did that...
way worse than the slingshot.
You know why I did that? I was just like... because I was having really bad anxiety at that time. The first time in my life.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the anxiety hasn't killed me. I'll be right.
Yeah. Let's get close to some danger.
Let's get some... yeah.
It's going to be a real danger
I've
into
had
us.
Such a fight or flight response. I may as well jump on a flight.
100%. So
I just jumped on it and then you hear about what happened in the Gold Coast the other day at
SeaWorld.
There was
a giant, we just heard about that. It was like 2 days ago, wasn't it?
A helicopter took off and another one was coming in to land and they hit each other.
Jesus
and four people died.
Fuck.
And like, so people were on their honeymoon, they were just taken off. And
we're about to book a chopper ride while we're over in the States too.
Well, Claire was into me because I always want to do the chopper rides. And she's like, see, this is why we don't fucking,
there's
always one of these fucking things. And I was like, I know.
You can do one
bad.
From Las Vegas to the Grand Canyon.
I've done
like
that.
Like a day trip.
You've done that?
Yeah.
So hopefully there's only one taken off at a time.
Yeah, shit. I mean, it happens very rarely.
Yeah.
This was SeaWorld where this crash happened. I'm sure they're doing these chopper flights all the time.
Yeah.
Apparently old mate who was flying, very experienced. It's just one of those things like old mate with the heart attack we spoke about early on. Something goes wrong at the wrong time. And this is what, there's a book by the name of Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And he talks about plane crashes and in the conversation about plane crashes, literally the only time it happens is not when one thing goes wrong, not when two things, but like 10 things have gone wrong, and they're all unlikely to happen, but they all just happen to happen at the exact same time, and then 150 people fucking die on a plane.
Freak accident, like genuinely a freak accident. I think like the thing with like the poor fella in the football game and like the chopper crash on the Gold Coast, like they're the big ones that you see on the news. Like if you worked at a hospital, you'd see 15 of them probably every day. And it's like, it's just, it's a freaky sad part of life.
Claire
used
to work at a pharmacy
and
she would see at a hospital and she would see, you know, car crash victims.
Every day.
She's always about talking about motorbikes and being on your phone and the car. She's real onto me about that.
Yeah.
And she's like, I saw people every day come in. and their lives were just fucked from doing that.
Yeah, 100%. So, and it would, and you know, it's not to detract from those big ones that's happened, but it happens all day, every day.
You just don't hear about
you
it.
You just don't hear about it. It fucking sucks, but like that's just life's crazy. It just happens.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be more dangerous to get in a car than a helicopter, right?
Depends who's driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like being on the road, I imagine that's the statistic would be like way many.
Oh, more car crashes happen than chopper crashes. Well, there's more cars on the road. There's more. Yeah.
So it's more people are doing more it. Dangerous.
There was one stat the other day that more people have died on the roads in the last decade than 2 decades prior.
Yeah, that'd make sense.
I was like,
of course. Yeah. That's more like, people driving.
My old man, you know, when your dad, I don't know if your dad ever did it, my old man, like, he tried it, you'd be talking about something like this, and he'd try and hit you with a statistic that he heard, but he's heard like half a statistic and then made the rest up. And we're talking about plane crashes and car crashes, and he's like, yeah, you know, I heard once that there's as many planes in the sky as there are cars on the road. And I was like, you fucking didn't hear that. That's not true. That can't be true. And he's like, They just stand by it. And they just dig the heels and you go,
that'll be this cut for sure. And you go, Isaac will be doing that left, right, and center. Already.
You know how stupid that sounds. That can't be true. Like, but he's heard half of like, it would be something to do with like emissions or like something.
Oh, there's more planes than something.
Yeah. And he's heard half of it and then filled the other half in and then just dug the heels in and gone, nah, that's what I heard. I was like, fuck me, Dad.
This is an interesting one from the website gaytravel.com. It's the first thing that's come up. There's an average of 9,728 planes in the air at any time. Now, I don't know if that's just in America or that's worldwide, but that's probably less than the amount of cars that are in the sky.
In this fucking suburb right now.
Yeah. So I don't want to shit on his parade.
I mean, shit away. Yeah.
I've shat.
Yeah. The dads would always do that kind of thing. Like, just fucking...
Yeah.
They just sort of... And it's because they can't be questioned by the young bull.
Someone's hit a good start in the comments here. There's more planes in the ocean than there are submarines in the sky. Now, you can't argue with that.
I was thinking about that. I was like, planes in the... Yeah, I mean, a lot of them do crack... Wait a second.
The start of that, you're like, oh, he's going to be on something.
That is very true. And there's more cars in the ocean than there are baskets in the sky.
Wow, we are philosophers.
It's getting deep.
I think you can, if you say anything with a conviction or at least in the tone of a philosopher, you can make it sound deep.
Like,
not every hat has a head to be put on.
Yeah, but every head.
But every hat needs a hat.
Every head has a. Yeah.
Not every pineapple has been chopped, but within every pineapple, something waiting to be chopped.
Yeah. You can just put a nice font behind it. I've seen a few people do it. I won't name names. There's like dudes I know. They sort of lost their minds a little bit and they'll quote themselves, like they'll put up, you see those inspirational quotes on Instagram. It's like, might be like a black background or like a nice sunset with some white text. These dudes are like quoting themselves and they would be like, like just insane, like nice friendly quotes, but then they would put their name after it. It's like, and then post it on their own Instagram.
Yeah.
Like who? I'll tell you when the mics are off.
Tell me. You got to tell me.
I'm not telling. I'll tell you. I'm not telling them and them.
These grubs over here.
But I will tell you when the mics are off because it's funny and you do know them. Probably know both of the ones I'm thinking of.
Do I know them personally?
I'll find them on here for you and show
Please
you.
Please do. Can you just
But you that? Guys can't know. I'm sorry.
Can you do that while we're talking
No. No, I'll tell you Come after.
On. Please.
I'll see if I can find one.
See if you can find one.
I'll see if I can. No, I don't want to.
Do it.
Okay. I'll find one.
Gabe's out of the room right now.
Did he get fat as well over Christmas or
didn't
what?
Didn't he?
I thought
he was looking pretty skinny when we left for the break, but now he's just a fat, ugly piece of shit.
Not anymore. This guy, his Instagram may not be active. Oh, no, we got it.
Okay.
I can't.
Just turn it that way so the camera can't see.
No, I want to find one for you and then show it to
just
you.
Show me who it is. I won't look. Oh.
Yeah.
So he does that deliberately.
Stop talking about it. I'll show you later. It's funny. Yeah. It's funny, eh?
I can't name him?
No.
You want him so bad. No. Look at your eyes. No. You're like a naughty kid at school.
He dogged me with something.
No, we'll talk about it. We'll bitch about him off camera.
He had me on...
You're going to say no more because you're going to fucking give it away. Just shut the fuck up. But I promise we'll have a good laugh when the cameras are off and the fucking mics
and the computers reset
and leave your phones in a basket outside.
You know how you can tell if Greta Thunberg is turned on? Her ice caps melt.
Go edit that. The people don't need to hear that. I'm sorry, everyone on Patreon, I'm very sorry. Hey, this is probably a good time. If you're liking this podcast, please leave us a good review.
Yeah.
What did Greta Thunberg say when Andrew Tate put it in her bum? How dare you?
Ouch.
I don't know any other Greta Thunberg quotes.
She only said one thing. That was all she said.
Boys, we brushed past Christmas. Did anyone get any good Christmas presents?
I got these lovely...
I got this telescope.
Oh, that's right. We did touch on that.
I got these lovely fake Birkenstocks that I'm wearing.
From Gabe.
I got 5 large from fucking you. That was pretty nice.
That's not bad.
That might have been the top of the list.
What'd you do with that?
It's fucking tucked away. It's buried in the backyard.
Nice.
Like under a landmine.
Next to the fucking possum.
Yeah, next to that. No, it didn't get buried, mate.
What did I? I got some lovely stuff from Claire, some Pokemon stuff and all that type of stuff. Nice. I got her a signed script from the Harry Potter movie.
How old are you both? Pokemon cards and Harry Potter merch.
Mate, get over it. It's a big poster from the Philosopher's Stone and it's signed by Daniel Radcliffe.
Philosopher's Bone.
And my Greta Thunberg stuff's not good enough.
Is my mic off? What's going on here?
What did you get, Gabe? What did Lily give you?
Oh, she's got me a nice shirt, which I had an eye on.
Did you beat her up over it? That was fucking, what an awful present.
Oh, Dana White. I picked it out, mate. I was happy with it.
No, mate, joking. That's beautiful. Great.
Yeah. No, I was pretty quiet. I told everyone because I was saving for this holiday. And I just told everyone straight up. I said, "You aren't getting much this year, so don't get me much." And then I didn't get much. I thought they might have not listened to me and got me stuff, but they didn't.
So Secret
Santa at our house.
That was a good night.
My family's thing. Oh, that's Sorry.
Oh, Secret Santa at your house.
At my family's house. I got Jonas I thought it was a really thoughtful and funny present. There's a really famous photo of Andrew Johns, famous Knights player, famous rugby league player, skating down the main street in Newcastle on King a skateboard Street. With the a skateboard with skateboard. His shirt off after the 97 grand final, right? Very, very famous photo. I'm sure Gabe will put it into the edit. Well done.
Thanks, mate. Good work.
And it's signed by Joey.
Hey, that's outstanding.
So I put it in a little frame and I give it to him and he goes, "That's not real."
That's what I said to you when you told me you were getting
it. And I was
it.
Like, it's real. It says on the description, I paid $50 for it. It's real. And then Dad comes and knows a lot. And he goes, "Nah, mate, don't think it's real." I was like, "Fuck, what do you mean it don't think it's real?
Tell them to go back and sit in the fucking quiet like they were before."
So rather than you know, real, like, "Oh, what a cool present. That's so, like, that's out of the fucking, you know, out of the box." No. Yeah.
"Oh, it's not real." Just come and question it straight away. And I hazard a guess and say, they got pretty shit presents to give out in Secret Santa. They didn't put any effort in. So it's easy to come and drag you down.
You know what I got? I got him another present. I got all my brothers a Yeti cooler.
Oh, nice.
You know what he got
no
me?
No inserts.
Fucking, you know, whiskey glass ice cube things you put in the freezer.
Like
they're made out of rocks.
Yeah. Cheers, legend.
Cheers, bro. You fucking.
And then they got the audacity to fucking criticize.
Question me.
He should have pretended. He should just pretend to be happy. It's Christmas.
But take your gift, get amongst it, mate. Don't fucking.
Imagine questioning someone got your present. You just question if
is this
it's
a real signature.
This authenticity. That's what brothers are for. Fucking asshole.
Absolute asshole.
Go back to your room and sit in the quiet.
It would have been fake though.
It was not fucking. Real. It was real.
But that Daniel Radcliffe one's fake too.
No, the Daniel Radcliffe that one have been fake. Has been authenticated by Beckett Grading.
What do they do? Your Pokemon cards as
they
well?
They do Pokemon cards, comic books, like baseball cards when they're signed, hectic. Basketball cards.
Is that because you're worried Claire might call you out on it being fake? Yeah, and you're bitch, I got it graded.
Mate, I could have fucking drawn it in my left hand and she would have went, "Oh, that's amazing, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's very thoughtful."
And you just need to shut up, "This is real."
No, I was doing it for myself. I was like, if I'm going to spend this money, I want it to be fucking real.
Spend a little bit extra and get it authenticated.
I don't know. Do we have anything else we need to wrap up on the podcast today?
How long are we done?
Hour 29 minus what we're cutting out for Patreon after our little talk about a certain someone.
Yeah,
you give that the old wide berth.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, So we're going to do something. Are we going to do something for Patreon after this? Are we going to do, like, is there a, there's a game that you wanted to do, Geeb?
We can do that.
Let's do that. We got time.
We got time to do it.
We got heaps of time. Dinner's not for ages.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Patreon exclusive coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, head over to Patreon. It's only $1 a month. But for now, my name's Isaac Butterfield. This is Bluey Nielsen, the Daily Blue. Go and check him out on Instagram. But we'll see you next time. Tout le revoir. Bye-bye.
Bye.